This is Lee.
Oh, hi, good evening. This is Walter speaking from the Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic. Ma'am, I'm conducting which is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you which is a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Fantastic. Now, just so you know, you may stop at any time, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know it is still, which is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote at all?
Definitely vote.
You would definitely vote. Okay, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Well, Joe Biden, if no one else runs, is a Democrat.
Okay, and now in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote? Yeah, you said Joe Biden, right?
Yes, I did.
We're representing, which is
you said the 2020 election.
Yes.
I voted for Joe Biden.
Great. Now, just to be sure, we're representing, which is everybody. May I ask your race? Is it white, African American, Latino, or Hispanic, Asian?
White.
White. Okay. And may I know your age?
70.
70? 70?
Yeah.
Okay.
70.
Okay, let me just place that here real brief. Okay. And in thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, perfect. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You said satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Yes, very, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied for with the direction the country is going.
Satisfied.
Normally satisfied. Now I'm going to read. Yes. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have been focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 somewhat important, and 0 it is not important at all. And you can use 0 to 10, right? Any number between 0 to 10. And I'll start with reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
7.
A 7, okay. What do you think about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
About the same, 7.
A 7, okay. Protection of abortion and reproductive rights?
I'd give that a 10.
A 10. And protecting Social Security and Medicare?
I'd give that about a 9.
A 9. And what do you think making housing more affordable? Sure.
I'd say 5.
A 5. Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly agree or approve or disapprove? Or you somewhat approve or disapprove how Joe
I would say approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and unfurable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfurable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And I'll start with the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. How do you feel? 0 to 100.
70.
What about Joe Biden? 0 to 100.
75.
And what about Republicans in Congress?
20.
Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if someone important, and 0, not important at all. And you can use any number 0 to 10, right? And I will start by reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. 0 to 10.
Probably a 10.
A 10. And what about preventing underage tobacco use?
I'd say that's a 10 also.
A 10. And banning different tobacco products for adults?
Probably 5.
A 5. And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Okay, removing what products? I'm sorry.
Vapor products from the
market. Oh, vape products? Okay. I'd say that's a 5.
A 5. Okay. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose? Or somewhat support or oppose, or do not know?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support or oppose, or just somewhat support or oppose, or do not know?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support? Great. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more benefit or harm, or just somewhat more benefit or harm?
Somewhat more benefit.
Somewhat more benefit? Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There are other issues more important.
Right. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it's the better approach for the government to focus in its efforts on? And I will start with the proviation, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or do not know.
I would help people switch to less harmful tobacco products.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all about this happening? And I will start with loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including union side farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very, not at all, or do not know?
Not at all.
Now, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very? Not at all? Or do not know?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, right?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine on cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each you using a scale from 0 to 10, where, you know, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. And I will start with today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the privation, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10. 10 means you certainly agree.
I agree. 10.
A 10. Now, I'll continue with the America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials used tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why this advantages the communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put, which is a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10?
I'd say 7.
A 7. And I'll continue with the abbreviation of a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug traits are linked to terrorist organization and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people into jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10?
I would agree. I'd say 9.
That's a 9 for you. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly somewhat support or oppose or do not know?
I would oppose.
You will strongly oppose, okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose, or just somewhat support or oppose, or do not know?
I don't know. That one I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more benefit or harm, or just somewhat more benefit or harm, or do not know?
I think banning would bring some, would be somewhat harmful.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision who to vote for? And is that much more or less, or just somewhat more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this bans on tobacco products for adults? Or do you do not know?
It wouldn't probably impact my vote. I would say no, it's not. Wouldn't be an impact.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, but I will continue now. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? We will start with liquor or spirits.
No.
No? Okay. What about soda pop?
I'm sorry, what about what?
Soda pop.
Soda pop, yes, I just had one.
Okay. What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
No? Okay. And wine?
No.
No? Okay. And what about coffee?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And what do you think about cigars?
No.
No. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No. Oh, are you asking if I've used them?
Yes.
No, I have not used them.
Okay. What about beer?
No.
No? What about e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
No. What about cigarettes?
No.
pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as deep or chew?
No.
Okay. Now, switching to gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? And I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. And first, I will start with 11th grade. 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera, or do not know?
MBA.
MBA, okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? I will start with wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, or refuse to stay?
Upper middle class.
Upper middle class. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you? Someone in your household
No.
or both? No.
No.
Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Now, this concludes which is our survey, man. Thank you very much for your participation. And
thank you.
The best. Be safe. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.